Hey Mike, I've got an enchanting game story for you today. Remember when you used to wonder what it would be like to ride with Sharon on the River Styx? Well, in Spiritfarer, Farewell Edition, you don't just wonder, you're in charge. As Stella, you've got the celestial task of ferrying spirits to the afterlife, but instead of a cold, skeletal boatman's ride, this journey is infused with warmth, friendship, and some cozy management fun. This game is a mesmerizing blend of adventure, simulation, and storytelling. You're not only building a boat, you're crafting a home, an entire world really on the water. Picture it like a journey of soul-searching with actual souls on board. Spirits have stories, personalities, and even demands. You cultivate crops, catch fish, engage in crafting, and build bonds that are as rewarding as they are meaningful. It's these heartfelt interactions that make Spiritfarer soar above traditional management titles. Visually, the game is a stunning canvas of hand-drawn art and animation that simply glows on the screen. Every scene is vivid with serene backdrops painted in lush colors. It's a feast for the eyes, where even the fishing minigame feels like an elegant ballet on water. The task of guiding spirits isn't just about clicking through missions or completing a checklist. It's an emotional journey. One of the most exciting parts occurs when your bonds with these spirits evolve, leading to heartfelt farewells that can be both a tearjerker and a cathartic release. Now, I know you have a tendency to steer clear of certain game genres, but give this one a chance. Spiritfarer is in a league of its own. It's a comforting exploration of themes like forgiveness, acceptance, and goodbye, with a balance of tasks and adventures that keep it engaging but also deeply personable. Why Spiritfarer, then? Well, it's not just about the gameplay but about how players perceive life, death, and what comes after. For those who might be wary of farming or resource management games, the emotional narrative and interactive relationships offer such a fresh experience that it feels entirely different from logging hours in a barn or planting turnips. Similar games like Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley might come to mind for their social gameplay elements, but the thematic depth and artistry of Spiritfarer transport it to a more ethereal plane. It's a game that manages to be incredibly human, even while dealing with spirits, ghosts, and the bounds of life and death. As for reasons you might avoid it, well, if you're looking for something fast-paced or intense, this probably isn't the right pick. The game revels in its slow pace, encouraging you to savor and reflect rather than rush. But you, my friend, might just find that this gentle ride opens up a side of gaming you hadn't yet considered. Ultimately, Spiritfarer, Farewell Edition is more than a game. It's a journey worth taking. It's one where every spirit has its own chapter to share, every interaction feels genuine, and every farewell is a meaningful acknowledgement that life is but a series of beautiful moments stitched together. So why not set sail on these mystical seas and see what you'll discover? Until next time, Mike, happy gaming and treasure those memories you'll create along the way.